Welcome back, you guys, to another episode of Simply Sasha. Today, I want to touch on an interesting topic. I want to talk to you about the parable of the mark of the beast. The Bible says, "And that no man might buy or sell, save he that had the mark or the name of the beast or the number of his name. Here is wisdom. Let him that hath understanding count the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man, and his number is 666. Now, what is Jesus talking about in this chapter? Well, first of all, I was told just recently that John, that the people wanted to persecute John as he wrote this book about God and the mark of the beast, and he was being, you know, tempted by Satan, because Satan was the one who wanted him to die the most, and that they poisoned him, and so they were trying to kill him. And so that's why in the Revelations, that's the reason why he talked so much about Satan and what he was doing. But we do know that John had the seal of God. Now, what the seal of God is that you have what it takes to do the right thing, to walk in righteousness and love and to fear God. You do the will of God. When you have the seal of God in your right hand and in your forehead, that means you think about God all the time. In your right hand, it means you do the work of the Lord. Now, to have the mark of the beast is the exact opposite of having the seal of God. When you have the mark of the beast, you do Satan's will, which is to steal, kill, and destroy. You think to do evil, and with your right hand, you do evil. And so you not only think about evil in your head, but in your heart, and you make up your mind and in your heart to do evil, to go ahead and steal and to kill and destroy. And so people who don't receive the mark, it says that they would be delivered up. And it says, and he causes all the small and the great and the rich and the poor and the free men and the slaves to be given a mark on their right hand. So, and it says, in their right hand and on their forehead, and he provides that no one will be able to buy or to sell except the one who has the mark, either the name of the beast or the number of his name. Now, let's break this down, because earlier we talked about how it said he that has wisdom understands what the mark of the beast is. Now, I had to pray. And I asked God, I said, God, reveal to me your innermost thoughts about, just reveal to me your innermost thoughts. And I had always wondered, I knew as much as I just told you about the mark of the beast, but I always wanted to know, you know, what did it mean by his number? I understood what it meant to have the mark, but I never knew that the part where it says a man and his number is 666. Now, to break that down, is a third of the angels in heaven were cast out of heaven because they rebelled against God, and Satan drew a third of them with his tail. When he drew the third of the angels, they came to earth to deceive the nations. Now, if there were 60,000 angels to begin with, a third of them makes 20,000. 20,000 angels. Now, when we break that down, you divide 20,000 divided by 0.3 is actually 666. And so that's where he gets that number from. That number represents the man, which is Satan, and the number represents who he deceived, which was the third of the angels. When he drew a third of them with his tail, it turned out to be 20,000 divided by 3, which is 666, and that's what that number represents. Now, the other 40,000 angels belong to God because they have the seal of God. And so, yes, it says also that, you know, he sealed 12,000 from the tribe of Judah, or 144,000 from the tribe of Judah. And so that makes it out to be, you know, 12,000 tribes, or 12 tribes, 12,000 from each tribe. And so that's how we figure what these numbers mean now and what they symbolize. So I just want everyone to be aware that the mark of the beast doesn't necessarily have to be something tangible, but it's actually to do the work of Satan. And I want everyone to be aware of that. And just like we have the seal of God, it's not something tangible. It's not a tangible seal that you can actually see or feel or hold, but it's an actual call on your life to do the will of God. And in the mark of the beast is the exact opposite. All right, well, that's all I have for you today, guys. Until next time, stay blessed and stay beautiful. Bye, guys.